Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, next year, Ireland will hold the presidency of the Council of the EU. 2013 was the last time we had it. It'll run from July until December of next year. But what does it mean for the country and what challenges will Ireland face? Noel O'Connell is here, CEO of the European Movement Ireland. Noel, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming in. So what does this mean, the presidency of the EU Council?
Well, not to be confused with the Irish presidency, but the presidency, it's the rotating presidency of the Council of the EU. And what it means, Claire, in very basic, simple terms, every 27 EU member state takes a turn in assuming the helm of leadership of the EU on a rotating 6-month basis. So at the moment, for these 6 months, Denmark is in the driving seat. Then next year, we will have Cyprus in the first half of next year, and then it's the turn of Ireland. So from the 1st of July 2026 to the end of the year, Ireland will be holding the presidency of the EU and will be driving the EU political, legislative agenda. So it's a massive and mammoth undertaking, and preparations are already underway.
But what difference does it make to the host country?
It really does make a massive difference to the host country, because really Ireland will be at the forefront and in a leadership role of the EU. So all European, the spotlight will be on Ireland. What are the issues of concern from an Irish perspective, but also driving forward the EU's legislative agendas and trying to make the EU work more efficiently, bring to fruition some of the complex challenges that we're facing, whether that's on the climate crisis, the very challenging geopolitical world order that the EU is continuing to grapple with. And from a country perspective, the operational and logistical preparations and leadership and administrative undertaking that this is going to involve is huge. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely huge. It's, you know,
OK, we'll come to what's going to happen next year. Maybe we'll look back first, because this clearly isn't the first time. This will be our eighth time, won't it, that we had the presidency of the council. And 2013 was the last time. Now, we were in a very different place in 2013, if people think back.
We were indeed. I mean, let's reflect back to 2013. The population was about 4.6 million. We were dealing with the financial and economic crisis, the Troika. Completely different time frame to now. Now Ireland being one of the two richest countries in the EU, we are seen very much as an honest broker. We have a really, really strong track record of being efficient, effective, impartial, trusted, and being a presidency that achieves and delivers. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. We have such a really good track record. The expectations and the bar are always really, really high for an Irish presidency. And I remember being in Dublin Castle at a very cold January day for the launch of the presidency. So next year, July, we're hoping that the weather and the temperature will be a little bit hotter.
Yeah, but the fact that it's coming in July, the 6 months is curtailed, really, because Europe takes a break in August, doesn't it? Let's call a spade a spade. So it'll be July, gung-ho, break in August, and then back really for September to December.
Well, you know, the countries that have the presidencies, I always think in the latter end of the years, it's both challenges and opportunities. I suppose you're absolutely correct. It's a 6 month time frame, but it's truncated into 4 months. And let's not forget, we've Christmas in there as well. So but there's a huge amount of preparatory work already being undertaken. I mean, during that 6 month time frame, right, we're going to have 250 presidency meetings, over 20 informal councils. And on top of that, as if that wasn't enough, on top of that, we are going to have the largest ever gathering of international leaders in this state when the European political community meets. So we'll have up to 50 prime ministers, leaders and all their entourages visiting Ireland at that time.
This is an Emmanuel Macron initiative, isn't it?
Correct, correct, exactly. So Ireland as the host, something similar to the G20, bringing EU leaders and non-EU leaders together. But just in terms of the amount of footfall and throughput and people visiting the country, and also a really, really good opportunity to showcase Ireland's leadership at an EU level, what we can contribute to making the EU work more efficiently for citizens. And, you know, from our perspective, what would be fantastic is to see a presidency defined by upholding EU values. Because let's be honest, Claire, we can lose sight of the fact, but the EU was founded on values such as dignity, respect, human rights, rule of law. And I think Ireland has such a strong record in delivering on the presidency. We would be calling on the Irish government to make sure that the presidency upholds those values and delivers on that. And as well, not just the events that I spoke about and the meetings and the operational machinery of it, but it's a really good opportunity for the government, and I know that they are very motivated to take it, to communicate and explain and engage with the Irish public about our EU membership. What does it mean? How can we contribute? How do we want to shape it? And particularly for young people as well. I've been really encouraged by the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and the Minister for European Affairs. They're really keen on ensuring that young people's voices are heard.
But the government here gets to set the agenda essentially for the EU in this 6 month period.
Absolutely.
And do we know what they plan to do with this opportunity?
Well, they have to run the whole EU, make sure that agreements and legislative files are delivered, that meetings run. We're going to be midway through President Trump's cycle, so that's going to be that's going to be an interesting one. The budget negotiations, security and defence. So when you see, and you and your colleagues, the press corps in Brussels of 500 to 600 journalists will all be looking to Ireland to give a breakdown of all the summary of all the ministerial meetings. So all of those have to be resourced, administered and led. So it's a little bit like we're now in preparatory mode. So it's really an 18-month World Cup campaign on this.
But at some stage in the near future, we're likely to get to find out what the agenda of the Irish government is for the presidency. And they'll have to decide on that. And it could be, I mean, we had the Draghi report on competitiveness, which I know is front of mind with many
of
EU
course leaders.
So that could be something that Ireland takes on board to try to deliver in that time frame. Do you agree?
I think there will be a huge focus on competitiveness, on innovation, on how we capitalise and market our the digital innovation side, but ensuring that the guardrails are there and make the EU more efficient, more effective, bringing some of those legislative files to bear that ensure that we are more competitive and more effective and that we can harness the power of the single market of over 450 million people, the Capital Markets Union. So much work and progress still needs to be done. And I think the policy themes for the Irish presidency won't really be finalised until next year because we are in preparatory mode. But it has been encouraging to see that the government is already out and it's consulting with partners and stakeholders and getting feedback. And there will be a huge focus as well on the role that Ireland can play as a bridge builder. We're seen as trusted, impartial, enlargement. We've such a strong track record in these areas. People are already planning and looking ahead. So what the advice I would give to whether your businesses or your civil societies or your members of youth groups or associations is to engage and make sure your perspective is shared. Because as well, on top of the official presidency programme, I take my own organisation in European Movement Ireland, we will be holding our Federal Assembly in Dublin. So we're going to be bringing over 200 of our colleagues right across Europe over to Dublin. Likewise for other business, trade union, climate groups, everybody will be visiting on Ireland during that time frame.
So it'll be a good 6 months for hoteliers in the capital.
It will be an incredible 6 months for hoteliers, for caterers, those involved in AV, transport, logistics, procurement. But I know a big focus, of course, on the presidency will be that it's sustainable, that it's green, a bit like Denmark at the moment. They want a really green and competitive and sustainable presidency. Security and defence are also going to be massive, massive issues.
Of course. Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for that preview. Noel O'Connell, CEO of the European Movement Ireland. We'll have the Waterford librarians with us next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.